Act 1, Scene 5. We begin this scene shortly after Hamlet witnesses the ghost in the castle. Now following it, Horatio and Marcellus also accompany Hamlet to protect him, but Hamlet prefers to confront the ghost alone and leaves his companions behind. Hamlet, now confronting the ghost, discovers it is the spirit of his father, King Hamlet. The ghost begins to explain the events leading to his death, which will be a pivotal point in developing the plot throughout this play.
Whither wilt thou lead me? Speak, I'll go no further.
Mark me.
I will.
My hour is almost come, when I to sulphurous and tormenting flames must render up myself.
Alas, poor ghost.
Pity me not, but lend thy serious hearing to what I shall unfold.
Speak, I am bound to hear.
So art thou to revenge when thou shalt hear.
What?
I am thy father's spirit, doomed for a certain term to walk the night, and for the day confined to fast and fires, till the foul crimes done in my days of nature are burnt and purged away. But that I am forbid to tell the secrets of my prison house, I could a tale unfold whose lightest word would harrow up thy soul, freeze thy young blood, make thy two eyes, like stars, start from their spheres, thy knotted and combined locks depart, and each particular hair to stand an end, like quills upon the fearful porpentine. But this, eternal blazon, must not be, to ears of flesh and blood. List, list, oh list, if thou didst ever thy dear father love.
Oh God!
Revenge his foul and most unnatural murder.
Murder?
Murder most foul, as in the best it is, but this most foul, strange, and unnatural.
Haste me to know it, that I, with wings as swift as meditation or the thoughts of love, may sweep to my revenge.
I find thee apt, and duller shouldst thou than the fat weed that roots itself in ease on Leith Wharf. Wouldst thou not stir in this? Now, Hamlet, hear. 'Tis given thou that, sleeping in my orchard, a serpent stung me. So the whole ear of Denmark is by a forged process of my death, rankly abused. But know, thou noble youth, the serpent that did sting thy father's life now wears his crown.
Oh, my prophetic soul! My uncle!
I, that incestuous, that adulterate beast, with witchcraft of his wits, with traitorous gifts, O wicked wit and gifts, that have the power so to seduce, one to a shameful lust, the will of my most seeming virtuous queen. O Hamlet, what a falling off was there, for me, whose love was that of dignity, that it went hand in hand, even with the vow I made to her in marriage, and to decline upon a wretch whose natural gifts were poor, to those of mine. But virtue, as it never will be moved, through lewdness court it in shape in heaven, so lust, thou to a radiant angel linked, will sate itself in a celestial bed, and prey on garbage. But soft, methinks I scent the morning air. Brief let me be, sleeping in my orchard, my custom always of the afternoon, upon my secure hour, thy uncle stole, with juice of cursed urbona in a vial, and in the porches of my ears did pour the leprous distillment, whose effect holds such an amenity with blood of man, that swift as quicksilver it courses through the natural gates and alleys of the body, and with a sudden vigor it doth possess, and curd, like eager droppings into milk, the thin and wholesome blood. So did it mine, and a most instant tetter barked about, most lazar-like, with vile and loathsome crust, all my smooth body. Thus was I, sleeping by brother's hand, of life, of crown, of queen, at once dispatched. Cut off, even in the blossoms of my sin, unhouseled, disappointment, unailed, no reckoning made, but sent to my account with all my imperfections on my head. Oh, horrible! Oh, horrible, most horrible. If thou hast in thee, bear it not. Let not the royal bed of Denmark be a couch for luxury and damned incest. But howsomever thou pursues this act, taint not thy mind, nor let thy soul contrive against thy mother aught. Leave her to heaven, and to those thorns that in her bosom lodge, to prick and sting her. Fare thee well at once. The glowworm shows the matin to be near, and gins to pale his ineffectual fire. Adieu, adieu, adieu. Remember me.
O all you host of heaven, O earth, what else? And shall I couple hell? O fie, hold, hold, my heart, and you my sinews. Grow not an instant old, but bear me stiffly up. Remember thee? Aye, thou poor ghost, while memory holds a seat in this distracted globe, remember thee? Yeah, from the tables of memory I'll wipe away all trivial fond records, all saws of books, all forms, all pressures past that youth and observation copied there. And thy commandment all alone shall live with the book and volume of my brain, unmixed with the baser matter. Yes, by heaven, O most pernicious woman, O villain, villain, smiling damned villain, my tables, meet it is set down that one may smile and be a villain. At least I'm sure it may be so in Denmark. Oh, uncle, there you are. Now my word, it is. Adieu, adieu. Remember me. I have sworn.
My lord, my lord!
Lord Hamlet.
Heaven secure him!
So be it.
Hilly-o, ho-ho, my lord.
Hilo, ho-ho, boy. Come, bird, come.
How isn't my noble lord?
What news, my lord?
Oh, wonderful.
Good, my lord, tell it.
No, you will reveal it.
Not I, my lord, by heaven.
Nor I, my lord.
How say you, then? Would heart of man once think it, but you'll be secret?
Aye, by heaven, my lord.
There's ne'er a villain dwelling in Denmark, but he's an errant knave.
There needs no ghost come from the grave to tell us this, my lord.
To tell us this? Why, right you are, i' the right. And so, without more circumstance at all, I hold it fit that we shake hands and part. You as your business and desire shall point you. For every man hath business and desire, such as it is. And for my own poor part, look you, I'll go pray.
These are but wild and whirling words, my lord.
I'm sorry they offend you, heartily. Yes, faith, heartily.
There's no offense, my lord.
Yes, by St. Patrick there is, Horatio, and much offense too. Touching this vision here, it is an honest ghost that let me tell you, for your desire to know, that is between us, or master as you may. And now, good friends, as you are friends, scholars, and soldiers, give me one poor request.
What is it, my lord? We will.
Never make known what you have seen tonight.
My lord, we will not.
Nay, but swear it.
In faith, my lord, not I.
Nor I, my lord, in faith.
Upon my sword.
We have sworn, my lord, already.
Indeed, upon my sword, indeed.
Swear.
Aha, boy, sayest thou. Art thou there, true penny? Come on, you hear this fellow in the cellarage. Consent to swear.
Propose the oath, my lord.
Never to speak of this that you have seen, swear by my sword.
Swear.
Hyetta Bweek. Then we'll shift our ground. Come hither, gentlemen, and lay your hands upon my sword. Never to speak of this that you have heard. Swear by my sword.
Swear by his sword.
Well said, old mole. Canst work the earth so fast. A worthier pioneer. More remove, good friends.
Oh, day and night, but this is wondrous strange.
And therefore, as a stranger, give it welcome. There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt in your philosophy. But come. Here as before, never, so help you mercy, how strange your odds to wear or bear myself, as I perchance hereafter shall think to meet to put an antic disposition on you, that you, at such times seeing me, never shall, with arms encumbered thus, or this headshake, or pronouncing of some doubtful phrase as, well, we know, or we could, and if we would, or if we list to speak, or there be, and if they might, or such ambiguous giving out. to note that you know aught of me. This is not to do. So grace and mercy, at your most need help you swear.
Swear.
Rest, rest, perturbed spirit. So, gentlemen, with all my love I do command me to you, and with what so poor a man as Hamlet is may do to express his love and friendship to you, God willing, shall not lack. Let us go in together, and still your fingers on your lips, I pray. The time is out of joint. O cursed spite, that I ever was born to set it right. Nay, come, let's go together.